All right, so today is a continuation of last week in a sense, because we're still talking about bonding. What theory are we investigating today? The VSEPR theory, right? What is that acronymous for?
Valence shell electron pair.
Right, valence shell electron pair repulsion theory, which means that electrons, since they are negative, repel each other because they're all like charges. And this influences the geometry of a molecule. So there's two things to keep in mind the difference between. And that is electron domain geometry versus molecule geometry. What is the difference? Who can explain that?
Electron domain counts all the electron groups.
That's right. The electron domains can be either lone pairs or bonds, either single, double, or triple bonds. So you count all of them, basically. And however many of those are associated with the central atom determines one of five basic geometries. But that's not necessarily the same geometry as the molecule, because the molecular geometry depends only on atoms, not lone pairs of electrons, right? So that's why you can have a bent configuration for a water molecule, for instance. That's why water isn't simply an oxygen with hydrogens on either side of it. Why is it that way?
Those two lone pairs.
It has two lone pairs to satisfy the valence of oxygen, and those lone pairs are repelling each other just like the hydrogens are trying to repel each other because of their electrons. So, yes, there's four corners to the thing, really, right? Starts out with an electronic domain geometry of a tetrahedron, but we ignore those two corners that are occupied by the electrons, by the lone pair electrons, and therefore the hydrogens are forced to the other two corners, which results in a bent configuration. That's one of two possible ways that you can get a bent configuration. So there are more than five possible molecular shapes, but they all really spring from the electron domain geometry, so you have to understand that first. And really, the first step is to draw the Lewis diagram to make your model. So this is, once again, something that you really could have done at home, even without the models, but it's helpful to use the models. And that's why they're out here, and that's really why you're here today, to play around with the models as you figure out these geometries. Draw the Lewis dot diagrams, build the models, pay attention to where lone pair electrons are, and then come up with an actual molecular geometry. But you also need to care about polar bonds. What is it that makes a covalent bond polar?
Electronegativity of atoms.
A difference in the electronegativities of the atoms, which means if you have a covalent bond between two atoms of the same type, it's never going to be polar, right? Doesn't matter what their electronegativities are, it's the same for each of that same kind of atom. Therefore, that's going to force the sharing to be equal. But a difference in electronegativity results in unequal sharing. It is still covalent because it's sharing, but it's just not equal sharing. And how is it that you can have polar bonds within a molecule, but the molecule overall ends up being nonpolar?
It's symmetrical.
Well, what do you mean symmetrical? What is actually has to be symmetrical?
The dipoles.
Right, the dipoles themselves. Not actually the geometry of the molecule, but the dipoles themselves. So if for instance, you have a trigonal planar geometry, it's planar because they're all in one plane. All three of those domains are in one plane. In this case, they're three of the same atom, but each of those three atoms is different from the central one, so there's a difference in electronegativity, right? So each individual bond is polar, but when you average those bonds out, since they are, or those dipoles out, since they are vectors, they'll add up to zero, right? Because they're all pointing in symmetrical directions, basically, like you were saying. On the other hand, if it's not planar, if it's pyramidal, so that the central atom is not in the same plane as those other three, then those dipoles will all be pointing slightly downward as well as away from the center. In the horizontal component of those vectors will cancel each other out, but they'll add up their vertical components of the vectors. So the entire molecule will end up still being polar. So that's the kind of stuff you should pay attention to as you play with toys today. But other than that, it's a matter of just filling out two charts and answering some questions. So I'll let you loose. The kits are up here.